Asher's, a Christian-run bakery that refused a customer's request to make a cake with a slogan supporting gay marriage. The company refused an order from a gay rights activist asking for cake featuring the Sesame Street puppets Bert and Ernie. They're now facing legal action from the Equality Commission. Well, in an exclusive interview to the Nolan Show, a relative of the family that own the bakery has contacted this programme. Angela MacArthur is her name. Her uncle actually owns Asher's Bakery. And the interesting thing about this is that Angela is gay. And she had actually called the owner of the bakery last year to wonder if he would make a cake for her. He didn't answer the phone. He did ring her back. But she didn't ring him back because she was worried about being rejected. She began by telling me why she got in touch.
I contacted you because I have a bit of a personal affiliation with Asher's. My uncle, my dad's brother, was the founder of Asher's.
Right. Okay. So you're in the family, very much so.
I'm in the family, but distant.
And obviously you've heard on our programme, Bert and Ernie Gate, the gay cake row.
Yes.
Where do you stand on this?
I am married to a woman. I am from a very accepting family. We are both from, and on the MacArthur side as well. It's kind of interesting to kind of see that split even within the family and our opinions within the family.
So you're gay, you're in the MacArthur family, you're a relative of the owner of Asher's.
Yeah.
And you've had to listen to the news on the Nolan Show that the owner of Asher's is refusing to bake a gay cake. A cake that would promote, celebrate, call it what you want, gay marriage, and you're gay yourself. So I wonder, would he bake a cake for you?
I don't know. I never got the courage to ask. I phoned last year before my wedding to see if they would bake me a cake, but Colin did get back to me, but unfortunately I never replied back to his voicemail. I know that part of the family has their views and their opinions, which I completely respect. And it would have been nice to be able to have the courage to phone him back and ask him. I was just afraid of maybe what their answer might have been.
You were afraid of what?
I suppose the rejection as well. In my line of work, working with young people, I've worked on the Shankill Road for years, and we always teach them about equality and respect. And I think, you know, it's a lot about what we have to do in this world is respect other people's opinions. And if that hurts you, that can be hard, but it's about learning that respect.
Well, let me put it a different way. Do you think, just your personal opinion, do you think he should have baked the cake for the gay couple?
Honestly, Stephen, I can't give that opinion. I'm really sorry. There's, you know, it would have hurt me to have been knocked back and not had that cake made for me. But I know I sound like I'm, again, sitting on the fence. I just can't reply. I can't give an opinion on that.
Tell me why. Why are you undecided as to whether he should have baked the cake?
Because for me, you know, I do a lot of equality and diversity training within my job. And for me, you know, you have your strands of equality and diversity. And within that is faith. And the other one is sexual orientation. So, you know, how can you prioritise one over the other? You know, whenever, it's so hard, you know, because I know they're a public business. I know they are providing a public service, but when that comes down to their faith, it's very hard.
So essentially you're trying to respect your relatives, but you're saying that you would be hurt if they turned you down.
Oh yes, I would be hurt, yeah. Because this is about my love for my partner, and it's about the love that I share with the rest of my family. And for that to be not respected, that's what hurts.
Tell me about your grandfather.
He owned his own bakery on Sandy Row called Brian's Home Bakery. And then my father took that business over. my grandfather, you know, he was a Christian man, but also had a few gay friends back in those days, and was celebrated their achievements and celebrated their life. You know, so it would have been interesting to see what his opinion would have been on it.
You must have gone outside, because obviously you're not allowed to get married here. So did you go outside Northern Ireland?
Well, when I say married, I was civil partnered in Northern Ireland.
What you had done is you had phoned the owner of iShares to ask him to make a cake. To be fair to him, you got his answer machine. He did ring you back, but then you were too frightened of the rejection to reply.
Yeah, that was partly it, yeah.
And now you're left wondering, what would he have said?
I know, it would have been quite interesting. I think the message, though, Stephen, that I wanted to get across and wanted to speak about was, you know, I ended up baking the cake with my niece and nephew, who are also MacArthurs. And in the whole process of me meeting my partner and becoming civil partnered, they never once questioned us getting married. They never once wondered why two women were getting married. And that's, I think, the innocence of children is so beautiful. And they both helped me make my wedding cake for my special day.
You've expressed this morning to us how difficult, an issue this really is, because you acknowledge the right of your relative to have a deep Christian faith and to express that faith as they wish to do.
Yeah. And I have a right to live how I want to live as well.
Yeah.
The bottom line I wanted to give out was that, you know, young people and children don't see the hatred and bigotry until they're taught hatred and bigotry. And I think it's hopefully in the next few generations, issues around sexual orientation, you know, won't be the kind of at the standpoint that they are now.
Okay. Angela, thank you very much indeed. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much.